Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood with my wonderful collaborator and colleague, Coach Sharon Shrieky. We're here at the Law of Attraction Radio Network, where we produce our podcast once a week around body confidence, LOA style. So Sharon, what are you up to?
Okay, well, I know you and me, we both are doing coaching. I just wanted to tell everybody out there that coaching is the kind of thing that if you never experienced it before, it's hard to grasp the concept. And a lot of people feel like it might be like psychology or something like that. And I'm here to tell you, it is nothing like a psychology or sitting in a psychologist's office. Coaching is something that unless you experience it, you really, it's hard to understand it. And so that's why Stephanie and I, we offer a free coaching session to anybody who's interested. They can contact me or Stephanie. My information, my email address is sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's sharonshrieky@gmail.com. And we'd love to give you a little sample of what it is to be coached and how it feels to be listened and heard. And how about you, Steph? Tell us.
Tell them how to contact you, Miss Sharon.
Okay. It's sharonshrieky@gmail.com. That's sharonshrieky. And it's a 20-minute super session that we're offering. This is just for you guys out there. It's a little sample of what it feels like to be heard. And Stephanie even has even more fun things on her that she offers. Steph, tell them what you're offering.
Okay, so you can get me at bodyawe, bodyawe.com. You can contact me on my contact link, and you could also catch me at 866-76-COACH, COACH. And our coaching sessions that we're giving out complimentary will be around whatever subject you choose to be coached around. And with that said, you'll get some freebies on my site. I have some ebooks. I would really recommend you picking up my playbook, Body Knowledge System. I sometimes use that in my coaching if it's appropriate. And with that said, Sharon, I know I sent this to you earlier in the week. Somebody sent to us, I've noticed I am so disciplined in every aspect of my life that it actually doesn't leave room for me to be spontaneous. Can becoming body confident help me tap into the ability to maintain discipline when necessary, but also to help me be spontaneous? What comes up for you?
Yeah. You know what comes up for me? I feel like it's sometimes our personality can be the black or white, and it's so hard to like blend the two and have a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, it's such an interesting thing. But I feel like when we know ourselves, when we learn this about ourselves, that's really the first step in becoming. What I hear is that she wants to be more chilled. It was a man there. So I can hear that. How about you? What was coming up for you when you heard it, read that?
Well, it was a woman, I believe. Oh. No, maybe it was a man. It doesn't matter. We're all human beings.
Right. Right.
What came up for me is, the first coaching question I would ask is, how would spontaneous look for you? How would it feel? That's where I would start. And I would also ask the question, it sounds like for him, being disciplined turns him on. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being disciplined. So I would ask a question around, is there something about being disciplined that you think is wrong?
Right, right. That's just like those curious questions. Not, you know, that's not like an interrogating question. That's like a question that gets a person to just search themselves, search their minds.
And so why don't you ask me that question? You be my coach.
Okay.
I think one of the questions I asked, how does being spontaneous look? And the other question was,
maybe there's something in being disciplined that fulfills you or makes you feel good.
Okay, so how do you make that a question? I forget how I did that.
So let's talk about the word discipline. What does discipline mean to you, and why does that feel? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel absolutely wonderful. I love it that I set out with certain intentions. You know, you do that in Law of Attraction. I set out with intentions. I get things done. I make people happy. I make myself happy. That's discipline to me.
And so what I'm curious about is that how does that seem, you feel satisfied in discipline? How does that play out in your life? Does it play out in your life in a negative way, or I'm gonna just like switch this on you because
okay, switch it. You could switch with me. I'm cool.
I'm gonna switch with you. So what would you ask at that point? Because I'm a little bit like, you know, this.
Well, I would, you know, in coaching, you said in the beginning of our conversation here that we're good listeners and we hear you. So we're just not listening. We hear certain things. So what I heard from what I said was that I was feeling damn good about being disciplined. It's not a bad word, but right. I think originally I assumed when I read this request for us to discuss this on our show, I assumed that he thought discipline was bad. But we're seeing, as we're having the coaching conversation, he's really enjoying being disciplined. But for some reason, somebody planted some silly thing in his head that, you have to be spontaneous too.
Right.
Or else you're not a whole person.
Right. That's sometimes that could play a part, you know, where the people around you feel, you know, they have a fantasy of what you should look like and what you should be, you know, it's so funny. And then we hear that and we say, hey, you know, maybe I need to be a little bit more like this. And maybe, you know,
is, you know, so as you switch the gears on me, I would ask him, knowing that at this point in our conversation, our coaching conversation, he is really very comfortable with being disciplined. So my next question would be is, you brought to my attention that you wanted to be more spontaneous.
Right.
So would you ask me? Okay, so ask me
that question. Yeah, what does that look like? What does spontaneous look like? What is spontaneous?
I have no idea.
Right, because the person that is
okay, so ask me a question, Coach Sharon. Ask me a question.
What would be fun? In what way would it be fun to be spontaneous? Like if you had to think about.
Don't answer the question for me. Just ask me the question.
All right. So what way? In what would be fun about being spontaneous? What do you think?
I think I have to walk around a little bit. That's spontaneous. I'm walking around. Does that satisfy you?
Yes, that does sound spontaneous.
No, really. I'm just going to move around for a while. Yeah. I'm going to get out of my head. I'm going to move my body, which helps me with my body confidence.
You know, I could even say, what is it about being spontaneous that sounds like fun to you?
Oh, okay. What about being spontaneous sounds like fun? I never thought of it as fun. So
So where did this idea of spontaneous come from?
My partner.
Ah, so yeah, you know, just getting off the role play for a second is like, mm-hmm. that's a very common thing that happens. And you know, we...
Oh, so we wanna... what are you saying to me? I'm going to throw her out or what? What am I going to do with her?
No, but I think that what, you know...
I think maybe I should throw her out.
Yeah, I think that off of the cuff is that it's a discussion. So through the conversation of, let's say, through this coaching conversation, we realize that there is a conversation that needs to happen. As far as, you know, sometimes in a relationship, we need to have certain conversations about things. Or maybe it could be that our partner has a fantasy that needs to come to, you know, to reality about you, or, you know, or needs to be discussed.
Excuse me. I knew what I could be spontaneous about. I did this the other day. It was her birthday. And I made up some kind of fib that I needed the car. And I went out and I got this really nice balloon and some flowers. And to me, I didn't think I was going to do that ahead of time. Is that what you mean about spontaneous?
Well, that's spontaneous. And how did that serve you? How did you feel about that?
Well, I saw a big smile on her face. I mean, that served me really well. So I think, so the more... What I'm hearing from our conversation is the more I think of examples where I probably have been spontaneous and she wants more of that from me, right. 'Cause she planted that seed. I'm understanding the dynamics in our relationship from our conversation so far. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's the beauty of being able to talk to somebody who will hear you. And I think
And I heard myself.
Right. Which is more important. Right. Exactly. Because
I heard myself through you hearing me, which is really, you know, and it only took about 10 minutes, maybe. I mean, it 7 minutes.
Yeah.
And I've come, you know, the client has come to the conclusion. I know I have different hats on today, but the client has come, I'm getting dizzy. The client has come to the conclusion that he elevated his body confidence by understanding his relationship more by having a coaching conversation with somebody who's expert in hearing and doing different things.
Yeah. It's self-awareness. And then we can make a plan as to how we want to use that awareness. What the next step
so
of that.
What if I'm still this wonderful gentleman who wrote in, now that he realizes what's going on between him and what brought on this whole conversation about spontaneity and discipline, before you leave him at the altar, what question would you let him reflect on?
So what actions? I think that it's always good to discuss the actions that they want to take, you know, because, you know, it's about awareness, and then it's about the actions that we choose to take and what direction we want to take it to. And so I would ask, so now that you know this about yourself, what actions are you willing to take towards being more spontaneous, or do you feel more comfortable being more in your disciplined self? Well, what's the action plan? And so that's somewhere where I would go. How about you, Steph? What would you go to? What would be your go-to step after that?
I would have more of a conversation. Like when you just asked me that and I pretended that I was the client in our role play, I couldn't think of anything. But maybe he could think. But for me, that was too soon.
Yeah. Well,
I would get a little deeper with more questions.
Yeah.
My type of coaching.
It's also that we're role playing and we're not really in that mind, you know, like it's hard to just jump into, you know, unless we're excellent actresses, hard to think of, you know, somebody else.
No, I'm not judging that you asked for actions, but for me, my coaching style, I would.
Yeah, I think
I would
right.
wait a little bit. But I think you got so excited with him realizing his new awareness.
Yeah, I think that was great that he was.
So, you know, in a regular situation, you know, you have to be intuitive with your own coaching style.
Yeah.
You know, ask what you think.
Sometimes it just feels like such a good value to have to be disciplined that it seems like, why would I dump this discipline for spontaneity? You know, discipline is a good thing. And so a lot of times, you know, until somebody realizes it, until you get to that point where you say, hey, you know, this is spontaneous and that felt good. You don't realize the value of the other side of the coin, you know, the opposite. Side.
So before we go a little deeper here, Sharon, please tell people how to reach you.
Okay. Well, you can reach me at sharonshriki@gmail.com. That's sharonshriqui@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from everybody out there. And how about you, Steph?
And you can reach me at bodyawe.com or my 800 toll-free number, 866-76-COACH, COACH. And check out my Body Knowledge System playbook and some ebooks on my site. And usually when you either contact me or Sharon, we both communicate to each other about what you wrote. So, Sharon, just from the outside looking in, how do you believe body confidence helped him to see what he became more aware of? Any thoughts?
I think body confidence contributes to knowing yourself, to figuring yourself out. I think that once we figure ourselves out, we feel stronger in our body. Once we understand our motives and what makes us tick. And so I think that that's a big piece to this. How about you, Sa?
Well, it's really, you know, when I saw during our conversation, I know for me, movement, any kind of movement, just getting up from the chair, going to a different room, doing some kind of movement action, like putting some food in my mouth, something like that, gets me to a point where I see things clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I think movement is so essential to us incorporating awareness. You can share this. I know you get secretive, but how have you moved today to get out of your head?
Oh, we see. So today, I'm going to move. Actually, my plan is to go walking now. I was waiting for this. I didn't want to leave and then have to come back early. So I said, once I finish this podcast with you, I'm going to go do my walk on the beach. And so that's my plan. I have not done anything yet, but I hope to get out there now and looking forward to it. But yes, I agree with you very much that when we change, we turn the page when we get up and move or we go to a different location or
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's something that's so simple that everybody can do. No big deal. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just
changing. It doesn't have to be exercise. It could just be moving.
Right. Or getting into your car, changing the scenery.
Got
going
it.
To another room, changing the channel.
Environment. Changing the channel.
Exactly.
And sometimes we walk over to our husbands and kiss them, right? That's good movement.
Right, right.
That'll get a lot of residuals from that, right?
Definitely, definitely. You get dividends from that.
And points, a lot of points.
Absolutely. That's spontaneous for you.
Yeah, good girl. I like that. So to wrap up, what would you most want our audience to practice or consider from what we talked about?
So I think that I think that the most important thing we spoke about is being able to just express yourself, say what you feel so that you can learn your own self, not to just blab. You're speaking so that you could learn about yourself. And that's the beauty of coaching. And that's the beauty of what we do. We listen so that that person that's speaking can learn themselves and figure it out and make choices based on that new awareness. How about you, Steph?
You know, I couldn't have said it better. You really wrapped up everything wonderfully. I'm going to leave it at that.
All right.
Are you okay with that?
Absolutely. And I'm definitely looking forward to having another podcast with you next week.
All right, kiddo. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.